What makes a man? Is it muscles, money, power, or is it something deeper, something tougher to forge, harder to break, and more eternal than any of that? I'll tell you this, brothers, the world's version of manhood is cheap. It's weak. But God's version? That's the real deal. The question is, are you ready to step up and become the warrior you were made to be? Buckle up, fellas. This one's gonna hit hard. Welcome to Renegades, men of faith and fortitude. I'm your host, Preacher Joe, Marine Corps vet, biker, and man of God. We're not here for fluff. We're here to talk about what it means to be a man, a real man, in a world that's lost its way. Today's episode, Warriors for Christ, redefining masculinity in a world of compromise. Let's ride. What if I told you masculinity isn't about flexing muscles or barking orders? What if I told you that the strongest man who ever walked this earth didn't carry a sword, he carried a cross? Stick with me, because by the end of this episode, you'll see what real strength looks like, and it might not be what you expect. We're gonna break down what biblical masculinity really is, using Jesus as our model, not some Hollywood action hero. We'll dive into scripture, tackle the tough stuff, and I'll even share some powerful stories of men, from King David to modern day warriors, who got it right. And at the end, I'm giving you a challenge, a warrior's challenge, so don't tap out early. By the time this ride's over, you'll know exactly what kind of man God's called you to be, and you'll be fired up to live it out. Let's hit the road. Before we dig in, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, drop a like, and share this with a brother who needs to hear it. Let's build a tribe of warriors, not wimps. Let's go.
Ever wondered what it truly means to be a man of faith? In Men of Faith and Fortitude, Reverend Joseph Gomez takes you on a profound journey of self-discovery through the prism of faith and history. Drawing from his experiences as a U.S. Marine Corps veteran and a preacher, he crafts a compelling narrative on masculinity, weaving together stories of legendary figures like Spartans and biblical heroes such as King David. This book sheds light on the virtues of manhood that reflect strength, compassion, and purpose. With insights that touch on contemporary issues and a modern lens through Dax's To Be a Man, Reverend Gomez challenges us to rise against the struggles of today and redefine our identity in Christ. Are you ready to embrace a transformative vision of manhood? Don't miss out on this essential guide. Order Men of Faith and Fortitude today and embark on your journey towards deeper purpose and courage.
Let's start with the foundation, Jesus Christ. He's the ultimate example of what it means to be a man. He wasn't soft. He wasn't afraid. He flipped tables in the temple when people disrespected his father's house, Matthew 21:12-13. He called out corruption to the faces of the Pharisees. He walked straight into pain and suffering, knowing it was coming, and never backed down. But here's the kicker. He was also humble. He washed his disciples' feet like a servant, John 13:14. He forgave the very people who nailed him to a cross, Luke 23:34. Strength and humility. Both, not one or the other. That's the blueprint, men. Micah 6:8 lays it out. Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God. See, real masculinity isn't about dominance. It's about using your strength to protect, to lead, and to serve. Mark 10:45 says, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Let's get real. Strength without humility is just arrogant. And humility without strength, that's not humility. That's weakness. A warrior has both. Now, let's talk about what kind of battles a warrior for Christ really fights. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Our fight isn't against other men. It's against the sin, the lies, and the temptations that try to pull us away from God. That's why you gotta suit up with the armor of God. Truth, righteousness, faith, salvation, and the word. Ephesians 6:10-18. Without it, you're just another easy target. So what does a warrior for Christ look like? He's strong, but his strength comes from God. He's humble, but his humility isn't weakness. He fights, but not for himself. He fights for truth, for his family, for his brothers, and for the kingdom of God. Here's the bottom line. The world's idea of masculinity is broken, but God's version? That's where the real power is. Strength wrapped in humility. Courage guided by love. That's the man you're called to be. Be the warrior your family needs. Be the warrior your brothers need. Be the warrior Christ died for you to become. Men, if this message hit you hard, share it. And I want to hear from you. Drop a comment. Tell me what kind of warrior you're becoming. Let's build this brotherhood, one man at a time. Remember, brothers, the world doesn't define you. Your Creator does. And He calls you to be strong, courageous, humble, and full of faith. Go be that man. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.
Welcome to the Warrior Spirit Warehouse, where faith meets fortitude, and every product is designed to inspire your inner warrior. This isn't just a store. It's a mission to equip men of faith and resilience with the tools they need to live boldly for Christ. What we offer. At the Warrior Spirit Warehouse, we provide a wide range of products that reflect strength, authenticity, and purpose. Customizable apparel, personalize your gear with powerful designs, meaningful text, or symbols of strength that resonate with your warrior spirit. Craft clothing that tells your story, rugged accessories, from hats and caps to unique items that complement your lifestyle, we've got you covered. Gear for every occasion. Whether you're looking for hoodies, jackets, or performance shirts, our collection has something for every man ready to embrace his calling. Faith-inspired merchandise. Each item in our store carries a message of resilience, courage, and unwavering faith. Why shop with us? Support a greater cause. Every purchase fuels our mission to inspire men through ministry, mentorship, and meaningful content. Authenticity at its core. As a Marine Corps veteran, preacher, and biker, I've walked the road of grit and grace. The Warrior Spirit Warehouse is built on these values, quality you can trust. Our products are crafted with care and designed to last because warriors deserve nothing less. Join the movement. When you shop at the Warrior Spirit Warehouse, you're not just buying gear, you're joining a brotherhood. Together, we stand as men of faith and fortitude, ready to face life's battles with strength and conviction. So gear up today, visit the Warrior Spirit Warehouse and discover products that empower your journey as a warrior for Christ. Let's embrace our calling and live boldly, one piece of gear at a time.
They thought I was lost. They thought I was done. Didn't know I was just getting started, homie. This ain't about religion. This is redemption. This ain't about a Sunday service. This is warfare. Ain't riding for the world no more. I'm an outlaw for Christ. Used to run these streets with a heart of stone. Whiskey in my veins, pistol tuck, riding alone. Thought I had power, thought I was free. Didn't realize I was chained to the beast. Took hits, took shots, lost too many homies. Raised in the war, learned to trust no one but the 40. But when I looked death right in the face, I heard the voice of God say, this ain't your place. He took my sins, burned them in the flame. Now my past is gone, only Christ remains. Outlaw for Christ, I ride with the King. Born in the fire, forged in the wind. No chains hold me, no grave gonna win. I'm an outlaw for Christ, this is where it begins. Soft cause I pray, don't get it twisted. Still got the heart of a soldier, still relentless. They say I changed, but I still fight. Only difference is I fight for the light. Armor of God strapped tight on my chest. Sword of the spirit, no fear, no rest. Been through hell, walked through the flames. But Jesus is the name that broke my chains. I ain't looking back, the past is dead. If you're riding for the kingdom, let's tear up the tread. King, born in the fire, forged in the ring.